Jason Manford.
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
Good morning. It's the Jason Manford Show on Absolute Radio. Hope you're very well. Steve Edge is here.
Good morning. And.
Morning.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Thank you very much. Thanks, pal.
That's all right, yeah.
That's very nice of you. Yeah, it's...
You're having a lovely birthday, yeah? What are you doing?
I'm sat in a hotel room in Ipswich. Doing this, and then I'll be driving to Northampton. So that's out.
That's a lovely
You just
treat.
Get to an age, don't you, where your birthday's not... It's just Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, you're always working, aren't you? But, you know, I'm always working on my birthday. So
always.
I've given up now. I don't plan anything. There's no point, is there?
Yeah, I mean, last couple of birthdays, obviously due to lockdowns, I was forced to not work, so that worked out.
Yeah, so you know, make the most of it. Drive yourself to Northampton.
I'll be all right. I'll just get Uncle Stephen, who's driving me, to just sing Happy Birthday the whole 2 hours.
Yeah, he's got a beautiful voice as well, so that'll be great.
Dulcet, yeah. it'll be fine. I think it's all right. I've sort of told, obviously my big kids know it's my birthday, but my smaller kids were slightly upset that I wasn't going to be around on my actual birthday, even though they're in school. I've pretended it's Saturday instead. So,
okay, good.
Be all right. So I'll be fine. I'll have a birthday week. But yeah, I think you just get to that age where you're just like, is what it is. Also, 41 is just nothing, isn't it?
Yeah, sort of. It's just 40 plus one, isn't it? It's not a thing. It's not
45. Because 40 was big. And you had. I have a barbecue this weekend. And it's half term as well, which doesn't help, of course. I'm going to have a barbecue this weekend at the house. And literally, everybody attacked. I mean, I didn't give a lot of notice, to be fair. I gave people like a week. I was like, oh, I'm having a barbecue this week. I mean, I think one person, my mate Simon, my friend Neil from school, were like, oh, yeah, we'll come. And then that was it. Yeah. I was like,
I'm off meat at the minute, though. I'm doing the vegan diet. Is that all right? Oh, don't bother.
Oh, God, forget it. So, yeah, I had one of those mornings the other day when I texted about sort of 20 people. I'll come over Saturday if you want for a barbecue. Oh, we're away, actually. One person said they were going to the Outer Hebrides. I mean, if you're going to lie...
At least make it believable.
We've
got tickets to the Polar Express. We're on the Polar Express this week. We're going to see Santa's workshop.
Unbelievable.
It is half-term, though, isn't it? That's unfortunate. Lots of people have... Yeah, no, it's away, or else you just go mad in your house with your children.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. But no, Jen, I'm fine. I'm fine, to be honest. I'm fine, to be honest.
Don't cry.
Not bad. After that's done me. So actually, to be honest, now because I've been sort of working on stuff, and next week I head up to Scotland to we start filming Unbeatable. I've actually the idea of having 20 odd people around at my house on my one day off is actually making me feel ill. So I'm quite glad of it. Really, sometimes it's useful not having any friends.
Yeah, exactly. That's what
I mean.
Say. Yeah,
I think people are always like, oh, you should have lots of friends. Actually, you know, some days.
Yeah. That's why I keep moving. You know, if you get close to people, and I think, right, I've got to move now.
I'm out of it.
too needy.
These people are depending on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I just have a solid... I've got a solid three. I've got the big three.
That's all you need, I think. I think I've got three, yeah. Maybe even two.
Might even be two.
We're counting our children.
This is... Jason... Manford.
This is
Absolute Radio,
where real music matters.
I'm sat like a ninja, Steve. I'm so still because I'm on this hotel chair. It's so noisy.
Is it a creaker or a?
It's a creaker.
Like a trump.
It's not a trumper. It's just creaky.
Mine's a bit of a trump. Let me see if I can get mine to. No, it's gone now.
Maybe it's always the way. It's always the way.
Have you ever had that with your chair? And I just, wasn't. Yeah.
Makes a note, he goes, whatever. It sounds like a trump. And everyone looks at you and you go, it's the chair, mate, it's the chair.
It's the chair.
Then you try and do it a second time.
Yeah. Oh, it's not happened.
Nothing.
Although sometimes if you're walking down the street and you accidentally do a trump, what I do then is on the next couple of steps, I drag my foot as if, oh, just caught that on the pavement. So everyone goes, what was that noise? Oh, it's dragging his feet. That's what that noise is.
That'll be it.
Yeah, that's why it smells like that as well.
Oh, horrible.
I mean, I never trump. I've never trumped.
Do you? Is there a time period, Steve, at the beginning of your relationship?
I think there is some, isn't there? Yeah.
Where, so, and I think men and women are slightly different on this. I think men have about, maybe about, I would hope, at least a 6 month grace period where they don't trump in front of their new partner.
But what if the partner goes first? Is that all bets
are
off?
I think all bets are off there.
I think that's what happened with me.
Did you?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
I wouldn't believe that of Tam.
I think it's a genetic thing.
She's from a long line of farters.
Well, what I mean is, my mother-in-law thinks the funniest thing in the world is a fart. I mean,
well,
she can
correct.
Sit there for about an hour just saying, "Alexa, fart." She can.
I mean, she is correct.
She can lose a good hour doing that. And I've told you this before. You know, there's a whisper mode on Alexa.
Oh yeah.
She whispers everything. If you activate whisper mode before the fart app, then she goes, "Do you want me to do a large squelchy one?" And she whispers all the, "That one was an explosive one." She whispers all the farts in a way. It's crazy. It really is.
The amount of technology and the people to invent that machine.
And that's
basically what it's been used for.
Yeah.
Just getting it to do trumps and that in the corner of rooms.
I wonder who does the best farts. Like, is it Google or Alexa?
Oh, I see. I thought you meant, I was like, my dad.
No. I won this, mate.
Yeah, my dad's got this.
Yeah,
I remember my dad. It used to be like a wall of fart.
Oh, like dry ice on it when you go and see a band.
Yeah, it was like you would walk into it and it would slap you in the little face.
Yeah, could you walk out of it? Was there a
once you, it was like spider webs. You know, you walked into spider webs.
Yeah, you stuck them forever. You can't go backwards. It follows you. It's on you.
It's in you, on you, everything horrible. Anyway, sorry, we weren't expected to
Trumps.
It started
with the chairs, and then the chairs.
It was the chair. Mine's still doing it. Look.
Yeah, that sounds like a chair. I think you'd get away with that.
I'd get away with that, I think, in an office situation. Jason
Manford.
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
Just had the worst advice on Twitter, Steve.
Oh, go on. What did you
somebody
ask?
Just wished, well, they wished me a happy birthday.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which is nice. But said, happy birthday, Jason. Count your life by smiles, not tears. Count your age by friends, not years.
Oh, dear.
Well, I'm 3.
You're not much of a smiler either, are you?
I mean, it seems like a nice thing to say, but.
Yeah. Do you know what I think the answer to all this is? How old are you now? That's the answer, isn't it? The song.
The second verse of Happy Birthday to You.
Yeah, the second
not
verse.
Not enough people sing it.
No, I know.
It's absolutely
classic.
Count
your age in friends.
Count your life by smiles, not tears. Count your age by friends, not years.
Okay.
It's like a nice thing to say, but practically.
I mean,
it doesn't make sense.
You can't be totting up every time you smile, can you? Somebody says something.
No.
That's fine. Oh, hang on. Let me get my pen out. 1 million.
I guess what they're saying is just try and smile more than
cry.
Than not.
Yeah, I mean, everyone would try and do that if they could, wouldn't they? I mean, no one's
always try
crying.
To, don't we? We always try to.
Yeah. It's the goths I feel sorry for in this story.
It's not worked out for them at all.
No, they don't smell.
Do they have less? I guess they have lots of goth friends, though, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
So that adds up.
Yeah, just sort of hang around on a wall together, drinking cider, and
you don't see them anymore, do you? Really? Are they still a thing?
I don't know. It's like heavy metal kids. You don't see them anymore. Are they a thing?
No.
You know, like people, you know, the younguns.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we might be a bit
another subgroup now, and we just I don't know.
There will be another subgroup
to keep up. Yeah.
It's not our job anymore. Absolutely
no,
not.
No.
Hey, I'm a member of this Facebook group, Steve. Right? They often put like funny ideas for families, to get up to, or fun ideas to get up to, and stuff like that. Anyway, this random one come up the other day. Strange one. It starts.
I'm sat down.
I'm looking for ideas for anything snip related. Partner's planning on getting it, but I want to make it a funny day.
Like when people do a gender reveal party for their babies and stuff.
Yeah, it's like the opposite of that.
Yeah.
So far, I'm getting him a cake with snip, snip, hooray on it. And also thought it'd be funny to have chicken balls for tea. Anyone else have any ideas? I mean, what sort of sicko?
You could get a pinata shaped like a scrotum.
That's not one of the suggestions on here, to be fair.
Well, are you on the group? Pop in on there.
I'm popping on there.
Everyone could have a bash at it with a blindfold on.
Oh, gosh. I tell you what would be a good idea. One of those pet collars.
Oh, yeah. You mean the funnel things?
That funnel thing. But just two little ones on your wrists.
Like giant cuffs. Yeah.
Have you ever seen a dog look sadder than when it's got one of those lampshaded things?
They know, don't they? It's literally, they're looking at you going, I can't be trusted. Basically, they don't trust me to not scratch my ears.
Why do people put these
things
on?
Do you know what? I can't.
And they're right. They're right not to
trust me. That's the worst thing. That's why I look so sad.
I wouldn't trust me.
I don't trust me.
Why do people share these things on Facebook? It's so random, isn't it?
So a snip party.
Somebody said, when my husband was in recovery, that they told him to help himself to biscuits. They were obnobs. I mean, that's out of order, isn't it? Of all the biscuits. I got him some Jaffa cakes, as Jaffas are seedless.
Yeah, that's nice, yeah.
I mean, why is it so fat? Why is it okay to have a good chuckle at blokes? We're suffering here. We're suffering. Yeah. We've just lost the only reason we're on this earth.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But I guess it's good to have a laugh about these things, isn't it?
I mean, any excuse for a party as well. You know what I mean?
Hey, a little snip party. That could work. That's not a bad idea. I might put that on there. Have a snip party.
I might register that company, snipsnipparties.com, and we can get some merchandise, T-shirts, a scrotum pinata, obviously. Yeah,
hobnobs, ginger nuts. Yeah. Jaffers.
Yeah. Jaffa cakes. Yeah.
Enjoy. Jason Manford on Absolute Radio. Where real music matters. What have you been up to this week, Steve?
Well, as it's your birthday, I've got a very extra special treat. I've been digging through the hard drives, and you'll never
You're not still going on about this blooming film, are you?
I picked up an hard drive from 2000s, early 2000s.
No,
opened it.
Stop it!
And do you know there was? I tell you what was on there. Some videos I made. Do you remember? No point saying do you remember because I know you won't.
No,
we made some videos for your when I did best man speech. We had some videos of you messing about in your house. Do you remember, like doing stuff?
Oh,
you remember that?
I remember
but
that.
On there, right next to that. The patch.
Stop AVI. It.
The patch AVI.
Okay.
Now,
let me explain just for anybody just tuning in here.
Yeah.
Steve.
He's not mad.
Apparently, he's not mad. 20 plus years ago, apparently made this film together when I was at university. I don't remember making this.
I can confirm Steve does. We definitely did.
And Steve now says he's got proof of this film that we've been talking about for the last 6 weeks.
I've sent some choice audio clips. I don't want to give too much of the film away because it's a psychological thriller. In the mould of Silence of the Lambs and, sort of like that.
But, so what's the film about? Just give a quick synopsis.
It's about a guy, you, who's a bit of a gigolo. I think you're called, I can't remember what your character's called.
Yeah.
And you have a sort of one-night stand with this girl. You're a bit mean to her, you know. And then she puts like a curse on you and you get like scabs all over your body and then bleeds to death on a balcony.
I hate it when that happens.
I mean, it's a
I can't believe you found it.
Yeah, well, I have done. Right, so the first clip, remember I said there was a bit of Catherine shouting through the letterbox that she didn't remember either? Yeah. Adem's got the clip.
All right.
Have you got any taxi numbers?
So that's putting you in the mood. Is that ringing any bells?
No, it does, yeah.
Yeah. So that's after you've thrown her out. You haven't even given her a taxi number. She stood in the middle of a block of flats in Salford.
Character.
Yeah. Well, I think we've got some more of you from the dialogue, chatting. I think we've got a bit of you when you're talking to the girl. This is just before you throw her out. This is the sort of the way you talk to women, this character.
Oh, no.
Have I listened to this bit?
I've still got a guy.
Have you got a bottle opener?
Second drawer down, Sandra.
Right.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
You're like sniffing your own breath in that video. You're doing your hair in the mirror.
But I guess I'm playing the character well, even though, you know.
Oh, yeah. No, it's
the infancy of my acting career, Steve.
I mean, it really is. Yeah, it's it's absolutely astounding. It's
right.
I'm
this film
so
can never see the light of day, Steve.
Oh,
I'm not.
I mean,
this is not going on. This is not going on.
This is not about the film anymore, is it? This is about me not being mad and you showing your ass in Piccadilly Circus.
Yeah, what am I going to do about that?
Well, I don't know. You shouldn't have thrown it out there. You shouldn't have been
so
confident.
I was going to show my backside in Piccadilly Circus if you ever found it. And he's found it.
I have found it.
Oh, I don't know how I'm going to do that. Can I get on them big screens?
Oh, I mean,
maybe we could put the film up on the big screen. Then end it with just me showing me backside.
Yeah, it's only like 5 minutes long, so it's worth. It's probably better without sound as well.
What about on if we can like hire out an IMAX
For 5 minutes?
Is it worth fucking it on the big screen?
We could get. I think somewhere like the Prince of Wales, you know, just next to the spotlight. The really, it's a classy sort of culture. Yeah. We could do a 2-hour speech before it gets Stuart Lee in.
Yeah, a little Q&A after.
Yeah. I don't understand why nobody remembered it.
Why
does nobody
understand
why you and Catherine
it?
Both forgot it?
That's so weird. I can't wait to tell her. Well. She's going to be beside herself. But I'm excited. Are you going to send us some of the clips or the stills so we can post them online for people?
Yeah, I most certainly am. Yes.
I'm sure you are. Jason.
Absolute Radio. Where real music matters.
Steve, I think you're going to break the internet this morning with this that you found the Patch film from 20 years ago.
Well, listen, I don't want to, it's not a spoiler alert, but it kind of is. But this is the last bit of audio I've got from the film. It's right at the end. You've had scabs all over your body. You started bleeding out your mouth. I think you're dead. Weirdly, and I don't think we did this intentionally, you fall on the floor and die, and we haven't really got set dresses or anything. You land next to a Cluedo board, like who did the murder. But I don't think that's intentional. They're just, I had a Cluedo. I mean, I don't know why.
Did we film it at your flat?
It was at the flat I used to live in, yeah. So you fall at the floor, Salford. And then you're dying, and then the house phone rings, and this happens.
Ooh, house phone? That's how long ago it was.
You're bleeding on the floor.
Hello, it's Gregory.
That's
I'm
Gregory.
Here right now. We'll Gregory. Leave a message. I'll call you back. Thanks.
It hurts, doesn't it?
See? You just rang her back. You won't be covered in scabs and bleeding on the floor, would you?
Well, look, I hope this film is a message to everybody.
It's a lesson to everyone out there.
Just be nice.
All
to
the young
people.
Guys. Yeah. Just ring people back. Don't just, you know. Use.
Oh, my gosh.
Just be nice. Yeah.
Be nice. Be nice, guys. That's I'm impressed, and I apologise. I can only say sorry, Steve.
It's okay. No, I always knew I was right, but I did start. No, I started to think I was going mad, and but no,
I thought you were going mad. To be honest, I was getting worried about you. I'm pleased in a way. I'm pleased that this is the outcome.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I can deal with being wrong, you know, and I know you don't like that. So,
but like you said last week, I have to now have that chat with your doctor in 10 years' time. Okay, when did you realise there was? I said, he just didn't know this film we'd made, and then we played all the clips on the radio, and then I brought it up again 2 weeks later, and he didn't remember it.
He still doesn't know.
Sunday mornings, 8 till 11. Jason Manford on Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
It's my birthday, and I cry if I want to.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, are you going to?
How old is it? I'm going to be cheeky here. Is yours your next birthday a big one?
Yeah, it's not till the end of the year, is it? Miles off.
No, it's not till November. I couldn't remember then. If you were, I always think you're my age, and then I realise you're a decade older.
Not a decade. What am I? What am I? 8 years. Like
8 years. Yeah.
Currently.
I know. I have that thing with Lucy where she's her birthday's in March, and so for most of the year she's three years old. Yeah, 3 years older than me.
Yeah.
But for like between March and May, she's 4 years
four,
older than me.
Yeah.
So I will always say 4 years, even no matter what point of the year.
Is it in that period of those months, you're like getting cushions out, going, "You have a sit down, love." Come on.
calling her Mrs. Four Robinson. And that.
Yeah, yeah.
I've not actually had any presents.
No.
Today, well, I probably won't get any today because I'm by myself, aren't I?
Where are you? Ipswich, between Ipswich and Northampton.
Between Ipswich and Northampton, so drive through Cambridge at some point. But we're doing it Saturday, it'll be fine. But it's hard to, people say, oh, what do you want for your, what do you want? You get to an age, don't you, where you go,
You've got everything, haven't you, really? What do you, you don't need anything now.
You don't need anything else.
I mean, I asked for tap shoes for Christmas. I mean, that, I didn't, you know.
I mean, I got a didgeridoo on you.
Yeah, nothing. So. I asked for a Victorian ventriloquist doll. I mean, I've got no...
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't get that.
No, I know, but it sat here in the corner of the room now. It'd be great.
Freaking you out. Well, look, Chris Baines messaged, A Up Bin Ambassadors.
That's good.
He's emailed me at jason@absoluteradio.co.uk, which you are free to do as well. And he says, what's the best or worst or most obscure funny present you've ever received for your birthday or Christmas? It's a good question. Best present ever. Crikey, that's a tough one, isn't it? Yeah. I told you I went through a stage where Lucy bought me tickets for shows in America. So I'm obviously a big fan of stand-up comedy, and I like to see, you know, and me and Steve have talked about it before, about having a sort of a list of people you better see before, you know, they get too old to perform, or even worse.
What did we call that t-shirt? We had a t-shirt, didn't we? What was it called?
Yeah, it was called the Grim Reaper Tour.
The Grim Reaper Tour.
But I just thought, I didn't want to say that on the radio because it sounded a bit...
No, but no,
morbid,
but
said it now.
No, but we said it. Yeah.
Yeah. At the moment, I'm itching to go and see Billy Crystal, who's doing Mr. Saturday Night on.
Oh right, yeah.
Yeah. So that sort of thing. So anyway, like one year, I get the. She says, "There you go. There's some tickets. You got to see one of your favourite comedians, Bill Cosby, in America." I said, "Oh my goodness, I can't wait." Went over, saw him.
This was good a while show. Back, yeah.
I mean. I wouldn't be buying those tickets now, Steve.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't buy tickets for wrong ones. And anyway, went to see him 3 weeks later. You know what happened. The rest is history. Yeah, so. Pretty close. So that went.
Yeah.
Then, like, quite soon after, for another present, it might have been the year after, or I can't remember the exact order of events. Again, trip to New York. Oh, my goodness, can't wait. Well, who are we going to see? Louis C.K.
Oh, my Lord. So basically, the advice for any American comedian is if they see you in the front row, just, you know.
Ring a lawyer.
Ring a lawyer quick. He's in.
I know.
The because Banshee's in. The cancelling Banshee's in.
The year after, when she got me tickets for Steve Martin and Martin Short, I was like, I can't do it to the lads.
Yeah, no.
I can't do it.
I had tickets for that when they were in London. And, obviously, COVID happened and they all went home.
Of course. Yeah, great show. Brilliant show.
Yeah.
Let's chat about that this morning. Weird and wonderful presents that you have received, birthdays, Christmases, that sort of stuff. Sue Nicholson's messaged on Facebook. She says, an exercise bike for me 30th birthday. I was 40 weeks pregnant. It was from my ex-husband. I mean, no surprise there. To help you get slim after the baby's born. I nearly wrapped it round his neck.
Yeah. Oh, that's not... I mean... Yeah, that's the wrong time, mate.
Yeah, I mean, it's the wrong time. I'd say it's timing on that one. Because it's not a bad present in all...
No.
You know, because, I mean, every single time...
No, she's looking forward to, like, you know, baby and all the things that come with it. And he's thinking, right, she's going to have to get into shape pretty smart for me. You know what I mean? That's the wrong attitude. Where, yeah, you're right. This back in, you know, some sort of working order.
Yeah, you shouldn't be...
No, you shouldn't be.
Working order is the wrong phrase.
No, it is. No, but that's his phrase.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
No, it's wrong. It is wrong.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not a time. It's not a time. But if you want to get on it and exercise, go for it. But don't.
Mm.
It's not. It's not up for you. It's not up for the bloke, is it? To suggest say.
No.
Heather, I thought I was getting the newest Now double CD.
They were
good. The double well. Couldn't wait to open it from under the tree. Ended up being a guess the intro game from my dad. I was not impressed. I love a game, I guess the intro.
Yeah, I do as well, yeah. But if you've got your eyes
true. Yeah. I guess what she wanted was the full song.
Yeah.
Of all the songs. And
but that's,
been
I mean, you wouldn't
the,
have known
the start
if you hadn't
of
been,
all songs.
Yeah, picking up the CD, you know, the presents there and a little shake. If you hadn't have done that, you wouldn't have got yourself excited about something. So,
yeah. Carol Jones says, a book on how to survive a zombie apocalypse. My partner and I buy each other joke gifts for all the big days. The more ridiculous, the better. Last Father's Day, I got him Himalayan rock salt sets that you have to grate yourself. I mean, that's a joke present, but I know what you're like in the kitchen, Steve. You'd like that.
Yeah, I think I got some sort of like slab of... rock salt that you can sort of cook on or something. I never really worked out what it was, but it was in the drawer for a while, and then I didn't know what to do with it.
No, kitchen stuff. It's like when you move house and you have to just tell people. I bet you're feeling that at the moment, aren't you?
Well, obviously we've moved to by the sea. We've moved to St Leonard's-on-Sea. So we've said, right, we live by the sea. We don't want a nautical house. Do not buy us anything that's shaped like a seahorse or a little, you know.
Little boat?
No, a little, you know, sea chalet. Little
boat. What about ship in a bottle?
Don't want any of that. No.
Ship in a bottle?
See that, can't we? Don't want it. Don't want it. Don't need it. Live in a normal house.
What about some like different coloured starfish?
No. What, that glow in the dark?
Maybe.
Well, hang on. You've piqued my interest a bit.
An anchor. What about a full-size anchor?
Do you know those, like, giant sort of red glass balls that you get that are in netting that are hanging over sort of seaside pubs?
Yeah.
Maybe that, just as you come through the front door, yeah?
All right. I'll see what I can do.
Yeah.
Claire Wilson says, a cookbook and a thermal vest from my boyfriend's mum when I was 20.
A thermal vest?
Thermal vest. Well, wow, you know, it's useful, isn't it? You know,
it's an odd combo, though, isn't it?
It is for a 20-year-old. A pair of children's mittens from a bargain bin posted from my mother for Christmas when I was also in my 20s. We weren't close and she lived 200 miles away, but she kept forgetting I was no longer a child. Yeah, I can imagine that does.
You like Thomas the Tank Engine, don't you? I'm 32. No, I don't.
Jenny has said, well, she's sort of tried to give it a nice...
Oh, okay.
She's trying to nicen this up a little bit. She's basically said, a huge...
Yeah.
Marital aid is what she's putting in inverted commas.
Well, I think we know where we're going.
For the more sensitive here.
Yeah.
From my odd skinny boyfriend. I don't know why she's put skinny.
There's a link between.
Maybe it's the opposite of what she's been given.
Yeah. Okay.
Weirdest present ever.
That is weird. Who's that from? Who was it from?
That was from a weird skinny boyfriend. That was from
Jenny. It was from him.
It was from him.
Oh, I thought it was from his mother-in-law. That would be weirder.
That would be even weirder, to be fair.
Okay. Maybe it was, maybe she said, maybe it's earplugs. You know, maybe he snored.
Aid. Yeah, maybe, yeah, maybe just a little snored. Book on how to be a better partner.
Yeah, maybe it was that.
It's not,
yeah.
Steve. It's not.
No, it's not, is it?
It's your worst fears.
He's marital aid in quotation marks.
It is, yes. And it also, in brackets, it says, for the sensitive amongst us. So I think we all know what that is.
Yes, okay,
An odd thing to buy for anybody. I feel... I'm not an expert here, Steve.
No, by
any stretch of the imagination, or the stretch of anything. I'm not an expert. But what I would say is, I feel like that is not a gift for. That is something somebody has to buy for themselves.
Yeah, it's like a pair of shoes, isn't it? You need to know the size and the fit.
You don't want blisters.
You know, you have different widths of shoes, don't you? Yep, exactly. You don't want to comp. You don't want to compete on it. No, you don't. So exactly. I agree. Buy it yourself. It's not to...
Buy it yourself. It's not a gift.
It's not up to you to choose the size or colour or animal.
Anything. What?
You know, rabbits and the like.
Go and see. Let's stop. Gilligan has messaged, Christmas present, second-hand foot spa, no box.
Oh, that's
Hubby
weird,
said
isn't it?
It was the last one in the shop on display. Found out. It was an old one of my mother-in-law's. I mean, people are going to find out, don't lie.
With feet as well. You want that to be clean, don't you? You don't want other people's feet.
Yeah, I'd say so. It's quite important, isn't it?
Yeah.
Samantha says, a tea towel and some soap when I was about 9 from my great-gran so I could stay clean and help my mother in the kitchen.
Wow. That's.
I mean, again, you're 9 years old. I think that's all right. You know, it's a different generation as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, if you were 30... And it was like kitchen related stuff, and you weren't interested in the kitchen. It was only simply because you were female. Then I'd say that it's a bit out of order. But nine years old.
Yeah.
I'm fine. That stop being soap a
soap is one of those presents, isn't it? Soap. It's like
what's that?
It's like socks and soap. One of those presents. I don't really know, so I'm going to go to Lush and buy you a box set. That's what
There's
you
no
do for people you don't really know.
Yeah. Agreed. And you always know where the Lush is, don't you? Because you smell it down the high street.
Yeah, you smell it a mile off. You can go to it. Is there a Lush in this? Yeah, it's over. It's down here. Left.
Yeah. Kat has messaged. She's put, ask my young nephew what he wanted for Christmas. He ate peas for every meal. So he said a tin of peas. His wish was my command. Obviously got him some other stuff, but he was delighted with his wrapped up tin of peas. I get my son a packet of sausages every year. He loves it.
Sausages?
Sausages. He just loves sausages, and he likes them for a gift.
Really?
I don't know how else
do you get like high-end sausages, like gift sausages?
Just or Richmond's, is this just your regular
so it's not,
go-to sausage.
It's not a special, it's not different from the sausages he has.
No, if anything, the fancier the sausage, the less he likes them.
Well, we've said this before, haven't we? There is a sort of, there's a cut-off point with sausages.
There's a cut-off point, yeah.
It's when 80%, 85% pork, and then when, if it's 90% pork or something, it's just not, it's too much.
It's too much, isn't it, yeah.
It's too,
yeah.
You know, it doesn't
and
taste
all the
like
stuff
anymore.
They add to it, flavours and all that. Yeah. Do you know what, I just want it sausage flavour, actually, mate.
Yeah, the eyelid's the best bit.
Joe Sangster's messaging, we're talking about the weirdest presents that you received. She says, some small Ziploc plastic bags, I'm talking maybe 6 centimetres by 4 or 5, yeah. She's not specific. The person giving them clearly didn't want to give me the whole packet and had put a quantity of them into a used clear Ziploc envelope which had coloured scribbles on them. Never been so baffled, especially as they were so delighted about it and watched me open them eagerly.
Okay. So they bought them off like Amazon and you get 50 of them and she's gone...
That sounds like what it is.
6.
I mean, who's using small Ziploc bags other than drug dealers, Steve?
Oh, those ones. Oh, yeah, I was thinking like little makeup bags or pencil cases, but yeah, the little ones. Oh, yeah, that is
no,
weird.
I think they're like the little plastic ones that people yeah. use. I mean, I don't know. I've only seen it on the telly, but...
Yeah, no, okay, all right.
You know what I mean? I'm not well up on my drugs knowledge and no. paraphernalia,
you know
if
the
I'm
drugs
honest.
Guy,
oh, yeah. I'm not a drug
you're
guy.
You're a yoga
no.
guy, you're not a drug guy.
I'm a yoga guy, mate. That's where I get high.
Yeah, that's where you get high, and upside down.
And upside down.
That's where you alter your perspective on the world, isn't it? By hanging upside down in a yoga
exactly.
thing.
Yeah. Suzanne says an electric carving knife as a wedding present 29 years ago. It had been used and still dirty, had meat on it.
That's weird. That's weird. But that was a big thing at the time.
Yeah, those
people love the idea of electric carving knife. Do you remember
I know, I
when
quite
they
like
appeared?
That myself.
Yeah, it's never. They're
not useful, though, are they really?
No, I don't think so. It's a lovely idea, but if you can't move your arm backwards and forwards to cut a bit of meat, then you probably shouldn't. And you did that motion anyway, and it just sort of like serrated it, and you couldn't get a thin slice. You couldn't sharpen the blades. I mean, no.
Pointless, really. Pointless. Hit me with your best fact. Woo! Fire away. Right, so this is it's a little game we play every week. Well, we get you to send us in your best facts. It's very simple. Those facts that make us want to Google it, you know, pique our interests. Mm-hmm. That's what we're after. They all get verified before they get to us. Yeah. Although, I can't help feeling our producer dropped the ball last week when they said that the Coast Guard could go through a red light.
Yeah, it did seem a bit unusual, didn't it?
Yeah, I've had a lot of tweets about that. People will tweet us if they're even...
Yeah, whenever we bring it up with him, he says, well, that wasn't on... BBC Bite Size.
Yeah, he's using
BBC
Bite
seems that that's Bite where he that's his go to, isn't it, for facts?
Yeah, but anyway, it's only a bit of fun, isn't it? If you do win, you send us the best fact of the week, you will be sent a Jason Manford Show mug, which can wow all your friends. It's lovely. Steve's got one, haven't you, Steve?
I have got one. Yeah, still working. It says don't put it in the microwave and don't put it in the dishwasher, but I have not the microwave, the dishwasher, and it's fine.
Yeah,
still got all its colour.
Fine. Yeah. There you go. We do this game with our friends from Disney Plus. For example, Steve.
Oh, another one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, they're back with the Disney facts.
Dave's,
did you know that Rapunzel, Princess Aurora, Princess Merida, and Mulan are the only 4 Disney princesses whose parents are still alive?
Well, yeah, that says more about Disney than it does about
themselves. They put a little message to me at the end saying, we know you'd hate that fact from your middle class torches.
Yeah, because you do a little thing about the parents. They always kill a parent, don't they?
They always kill the parents, every time. Shocking. Okay, here we go. Here's our facts for this week. Dorothy Wilkinson, the Greek playwright... Oh, I have to try and say this now. Aeschylus. Could be Aeschylus, yeah. The Greek playwright, Aeschylus, was killed by a tortoise dropping on his head.
Okay.
Interesting.
It is interesting. How did a tortoise land on his head?
From a cliff. Also, does it fall slowly as well?
You'd have to make something up, wouldn't you, there, though? What happened to Heathcliff? Oh, it's awful. Like, an army like came over across the hill and just, well, it was awful. Just attacked him. It was
dead.
He was doing some philosophy or something. He went well, crazy for him. Did a tortoise land on his head? Yeah, yeah. Don't tell anyone gone, tortoise landed on his head. Say a lion landed on his head.
Nick Morrison. The chainsaw was originally invented to make the removal of the pelvic bone easier and less time-consuming during childbirth. Oh, gosh.
What?
What? I can't even get my head around
this
that.
This is taking too long. Let's take the pelvic bone out. What? Come on, that can't be right, can it?
That, good God. And it, the things women have been through.
Yeah, it wasn't that one, was it? It was like a tiny one, wasn't it? It wasn't like a normal full-size... Right, we're going to have to get the pelvic bone out. He's on... Right, I'm going out of petrol. Just wait here. Don't push.
It can't be. I'm not. I'm just going to move on from that one.
Right, she's
like
going. She's in advanced stages of the labour. Get some hot water, some towels and some petrol, unleaded.
Kerris Ward has messaged, riding on Disney World's Thunder Mountain roller coaster. Nice, Kerris. See what she's done there? She's linked it in with our corporate sponsor
Disney.
There.
Yeah, good.
Clever,
good.
Clever. Riding on Disney World's Thunder Mountain roller coaster gives you a 70% chance of passing a kidney stone without the need for medical intervention.
Really?
Well, I didn't think it was going there, Steve.
No, I wouldn't want... If that was a prescription from a doctor, what you need to do is you get yourself to Disney World.
Off your pop. Yeah.
Get on the ride.
She said, I hope you like this fact, and I thought it could be valuable as well for anyone with a kidney stone. Rather than waiting on NHS waiting list, they could book themselves a holiday and get rid of a kidney at the same time. I mean, I guess so. If you think about like how much it costs to go private and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah,
probably
and
the
you
same
get to
as
meet
to
Mickey
Disney.
Mouse, don't you? You get to meet and Mickey
you get
Mouse
to meet
as well.
Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea. Okay, Camilla says, here is my fact. Astronauts become a little taller in space due to the lack of gravity. 3% taller.
I can see that, because everything would decompress, wouldn't it?
All I guess
your
so, yeah.
Spine and, you know,
so do you think
you
get back from space and your back's just like, oh. Your back's,
no, you'd come back from space right. Looking like Rodney Trotter in your spaceship. It'd be all up your arms. You'd be like, what's happened? You're like, oh, just let me decompress, mate, and I'll recompress, and then I'll fit in the thing and look like an idiot. Maybe that's why when I came back from Moon, they were in that little module, weren't they, for about 3 days. You know, and Nixon's
yeah, maybe that's
to
what
them.
It is.
He likes getting in there because he's flat, you know, he's got his ankles.
Kieran Gibson, my fact is that the circumference of a standard pint glass is greater than its height.
What? Really?
Well, this feels
it's
like
hard
one
with
I knew,
circumferences,
actually.
Isn't it?
You know, I know.
You know, you did that thing with Danny DeVito with your
Danny
waist.
Yeah, DeVito belt. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
difficult, yeah.
I feel like it was... I thought it was the same, actually. Has that been checked, Adem? Have we checked that one?
Yeah, checked. It's all correct.
Definitely checked.
So I checked the BBC bite size earlier.
Good lad.
Good. Oh, well, that's been... Oh, there's argument then. That must be true.
If anybody knows pint glasses, it's children.
Yeah, doing their GCSEs.
Yeah. Well, that's a good one. Also, Steve, that does pass your little test of something in the, you know, to slide in at the pub or whatever, having a quick chat with your
mates. Yeah, it's good to have a fact, isn't it, with what you're doing, like a Bond film or watching telly or having a pint, Imagine that, though. That was,
I
know. You know.
You'd start testing it out and everything, wouldn't you, though?
Yeah, but it would be like, do you know, we know. Same circumference as had, we know. You said it, you say it every day, mate, every day. That's why we got your gin and tonic.
Chris has said, snails can sleep for 3 years.
3 years?
3 years.
I didn't think they lived that long.
No, I didn't. Oh, that's a good one as well.
3 years. What, do they go in the shell and have a little sleep?
I guess so. I don't think it's good.
Yeah, you wouldn't sleep outside, would you, when you got somewhere perfectly nice and warm to... 3 years.
John McCreary says, did you know Man City's new signing Erling Haaland was actually born in Leeds? Yeah, sort of makes sense, doesn't it? I suppose his dad was playing footy over here, wasn't he? So,
yeah, makes sense.
And Chalky says, did you know that the first webcam was invented to monitor a coffee pot? This was because researchers at Cambridge University got tired of walking over to an empty coffee machine.
Oh, so they put a little thing on it so they could
had a little check in advance.
That was the first one?
That was the first one, and look how much they use now.
Isn't it? That's clever,
that is good. Okay, we need to pick a winner, my friend. Some good ones there. Killed by a tortoise. Chainsaw, originally used for childbirth. The Disney World one was good, wasn't it? The old kidney stone without needing medical intervention. If you go on the Thunder Mountain roller coaster at Disney World, astronauts come back taller. And the circumference of a standard pint glass is greater than its height. Snails sleep for 3 years. And the webcam keeping an eye on the coffee pot. What do you think, Steve?
I think just because I want to know more, how it all works, it's got to be that kidney stone Disney one.
Yes, I need to know about that one as well. Circumference is good.
Yeah.
A very close second, but I think Keris has done very well. And it's not even the Disney thing. I don't want you thinking, we don't listen to the man, even if that man is Walt Disney.
Yeah, or Mickey Mouse. Or Donald Duck. I can't understand a word he's saying, if I'm honest. No.
But on this occasion, it has worked. Well done, Keris. For your fact, riding on Disney World's Thunder Mountain roller coaster gives you a 70% chance of passing a kidney stone without the need of medical intervention. A Jason Manford Show mug is on its way to you, thanks to our pals at Disney Plus. If you want to join in this game, please get in touch with your facts, Jason at absoluteradio.co.uk.
Jason Manford.
Absolute Radio.
Where real music matters.
Hey, Steve, you know I'm a yoga guy.
Yeah, I know you're a yoga guy. Everyone knows you're a yoga
gym guy, aren't I? Gym guy. Yep. Tennis guy.
Yep, yep.
I'm just a guy of many things. You know what I became this week, Steve?
What guy?
Horse riding guy.
Are you a horse riding guy?
Went horse riding, yeah. Yeah,
What's that?
It was all right, to be honest. We had a little couple of days away from my birthday and at a place in Oxfordshire, which was very nice. And one of the activities that you could do was horse riding. I just thought, you know what, I fancy that.
Yeah.
I fancy it. You know what I mean? I've not done it since I was a kid, really.
No. And that was a donkey, wasn't it? Blackpool.
A donkey on Blackpool
Beach,
yeah.
It wasn't really horse riding.
It's not the same.
No. You had a hat
on. Off we went. Off we went on our respective horses. And I guess what I realise, Steve, is when you're introduced to your horse...
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was three other people there and they were like, right, this is Sugar, you know, this is Lady, this is Bella. And
then
got to me. Yeah, got to me. He was like, this is Storm.
Oh, no. Storm. I don't want to go on Storm. I don't want to go on Storm. I want to go on Drizzle. I don't want to go on Storm.
Exactly. Storm?
No.
So off I went.
Yeah.
Got on. You got to get on it. That's hard.
Yeah, it's not easy, is it? It looks easy in the cowboy films, doesn't it?
Oh, mate, I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah.
So we got on, off we went. The weather was sunny for about a minute and then it absolutely lashed down. So it was like raining, soaking wet.
The horses hate the rain, don't it? Freaks them right out. Is that what you're thinking?
And then my horse was like, I was like second behind the sort of riding teacher.
Yeah, yeah.
And, but it was like right behind it, you know, like an Audi driver.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like proper up its backside.
Come on.
Yeah, like if it could beep, it would have.
Yeah.
It was flash its little
lights. Was it bouncing?
Lights.
Were you on a steady canter or was it?
No, it wasn't. I say it was a trot rather than a canter.
Okay.
But what it kept doing was just going off in the field and having something to eat.
Oh, that's all right. Well, like, you've got no saying that, haven't you?
You know, I guess it'd be like walking through an all-you-can-eat buffet for a human, I suppose.
Yeah. Something catches your eye. Oh,
yeah, I think that's what he did. And and they kept saying to me, you just pull the reins left and right, you know, and it'll go left and right. And then
that's
like
in his gob, though, isn't it?
Yeah. That's in it. Well,
when you pull
I think
that,
so,
his head
yeah.
comes round. Yeah.
Which I just... And then wrong, also, even more wrong, to get it to move forward, they're like, you've got to give him like a sort of gentle kick on his side. I was like, I'll wait for him to finish, mate.
I'm not kicking Stormzy.
He's called Storm. I'm only with him for an hour. I don't want him going back to the stables going, that guy.
Yeah.
Not only is he 16 stone.
Every 10 seconds.
Yeah. I was trying to make dinner.
Every time I try to get something to eat, he's like, come on, mate. If he'd have had a whip, he'd have used it. Absolute monster.
No, I don't. That's the thing that puts. I mean, this. She kept saying, "Oh no, it doesn't. This is fine. Obviously, don't kick her. Don't actually kick them. Like that'd be horrible. But you know, that'd be weird.
No, with your heels, not with your toes.
Don't run up.
That's a drop kick. I never said drop kick.
No, you sort of just give a gentle sort of persuasion. But I just thought, you know what? Where am I going?
No.
I've got nothing to do. I'm just literally walking.
Storm, whatever you need to do, food, slow walking, Just exactly. Do it at your own pace, mate.
I'm fine,
I'm
mate.
Happy it's... just sitting here. I'll tell you what,
if I was giving somebody a lift on my back, it would also be on my terms. Let me tell you that much.
Exactly. And if they kick me, let me tell you, things would change.
They'd be off.
This is Jason Manford. This is Absolute Radio. Music matters.
Hey, me and Steve actually saw each other last weekend, didn't we?
No, was that the first time since Christmas? Probably the Christmas show, wasn't it?
Yeah, must be.
In real life.
I was down in Woking and staying in Brighton. So it's only an hour away, wasn't it, on the train?
Yeah, you got the train over to St Leonard's-on-Sea and we had a little potter around, didn't we?
Went out for chicken.
Yeah, went to the box shop.
Yeah, it was yummy, that chicken shop.
Yeah,
well,
highly recommended. Yeah,
that was nice. And then, I had the tour. That's a funny thing that adults do, isn't it? When you go around to someone's house, you know, when it's a new house.
I still have to do the tour.
I've been there a year and a half, still doing tours.
But also, because we've lived here for like 3 months now, the tour's getting a little bit more. All the little things that you wouldn't notice at first are really annoying and a part of the tour now. Originally, it would have been, yes, a great room this year. We're going to paint that. And then you just walk in and go, I hate that bit in the corner. Yeah, here's
that's
a room.
Exactly what it was,
and he's got that in the corner. Look at it. I mean, what's the point in that? You know, it becomes part of the tour. Things that have annoyed you.
First few weeks, it's like, are we going to do this? Are we going to do this?
That's still there.
Oh, lovely, lovely.
You met the fish. They had a fish outside. And, you know, we've mentioned the fish before. I didn't want fish, but I've got fish now, and they're still alive, I think. I think they're all still alive.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible, really. But it's a lovely house. It's a lovely part of the world.
Mm-hmm. Yes, nice. That's
very nice. A little wanderer. I mean, I do quite fancy living by the sea at some point.
Well,
in
I'm from Wolverhampton originally, so, you know.
Yeah,
that's the most landlocked part of the country. So anywhere there's a bit of sea, I'm there. I love it.
Is there a fair? Do they put a fairground on?
I think there's a fair up near Bexhill at the moment. Yeah, I saw it up that way.
Because that's the benefit, isn't it, of living in the sea as well.
Oh, yeah, there's fairground rides on the pier.
Oh, yeah.
When it gets a bit more summery. No, they've got them down now. It's a bit
windy. Do you think you'll start wild swimming?
Yeah, I'm going to start doing the sea thing, but I'm going to wait till it gets nice and warm. I'm not going to start when it's cold. I'm going to start in the height of summer.
Yeah, I mean, it never gets warm, though, does it? And the sea around Britain, you never get
it. What's it, the Wim Hof?
Like a bath.
They're doing that Wim Hof,
yeah.
But if you're from the Black Country, Wim Hof means we're going home. Wim Hof. Right, come on, Wim Hof. So it's a funny name.
Yeah, I can imagine it can be a bit confusing for you guys. But I do a bit of the Wim Hof. I'm into it.
Or do you just turn the shower off at the end and give yourself 30 seconds?
I do a cold shower. I mean, not every morning. I don't think I could handle that.
No,
bit of a cold shower on occasion. And I tell you what, after exercise, a cold ice bath, swear by it, me, mate.
Yeah, I like a plunge pool and a little ice thing. I'm a big fan of all that.
I've been thinking of getting one in the garden.
Yeah.
Like an actual bath. But I don't know, I'm trying to work out how you empty it and all that, like, you know, without ruining your garden.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You want the hot one as well, don't you? Because you want to plunge in and then go, ooh, and then get in the hot one. And you go, what do you mean you've only got the cold one? Yeah?
Suddenly. It quite makes sense. But maybe I'll do the show next time when they do the ice show again with Lee.
Oh, yeah, with Wim Hof.
And Wim Hof, yeah. Maybe I'll get on it. I'm not sure. Not sure. We'll see.
Jason Manford on Absolute Radio.
Thanks for joining us this week on Absolute Radio. We're back next week, fingers crossed. Steve, what have you got on this week? You got a busy one?
I'm off filming. I'm off to Dublin to do a bit of filming for the next 3 weeks.
Nice. Another thing get to see. Mm. Fantastic. Steve's show that he's done previously, Floodlights, is on BBC iPlayer. Quite harrowing drama, but well worth seeing. One of the best things you'll see this year. What am I doing? I'm just on tour, aren't I? I'm on tour. Yeah. Got some big gigs coming up in Ireland myself, actually. Hopefully we'll be in Dublin at the same time. Galway, nice. Cork, Dublin, and then Belfast and Derry. And then some mad gigs like in Kent, which I don't know what it is about Kent. They hate me, Steve.
Well,
know what goes on down there? No,
it's I
think it's the third time I'm visiting, to be fair. But yeah, I'm down in Dartford, and then I'm doing like Bedford and Bexhill and all these places. So do Folkestone. So do come and see us at some point. And we'll see you here this time next week. Have a lovely Sunday and enjoy your week. Take care.